You're listening to the Hammond Cast Show on our favorite station in the nation, KYOU Radio in San Francisco, California. John Hammond at the microphone, keeping you company for the next 45 minutes. And that's me at the organ with my combo. That's my theme song, ladies and gentlemen. Whenever you hear that song, you know it's time for the Hammond Cast Show. And we come on early, early in the morning when you should be sleeping. If you're not sleeping, tune us in here on KYOU Radio and we'll keep you company and maybe even put you back to sleep. And then we're on in the afternoons, on the weekdays, in the afternoon slide slot. And you can catch us streaming all over the world at various times and all the time at KYOUradio.com on the CBS network. So thank you for joining us. I just got back from a very long trip. I played down in Melbourne, Australia for my second time down there. I want to thank all my friends down in Melbourne for your wonderful support there and friendly hospitality. The Australians rock, man. I recommend it, but they enjoy their place not being overrun by tourists too, so they told me don't let the secret out. But anyway, you know, when you tell that to a broadcaster, it's hard to keep it too much of a secret. But I'll tell you, it's nice down there. It's worth the long flight. And I played at two musical instrument trade shows, one for the trade and one for the public. And the big one was the Australian International Music Show. And I had the good fortune to meet a fellow musician from USA, now residing in Austin, Texas. And he was there playing fantastic. He was great. Red Volkert. Wonderful guitar picker. That's R-E-D-D-V-O-L-K-A-E-R-T. And he was nice enough to spend some time with me and do an interview for our radio show, and I'll be playing that on an upcoming episode, but not on this one because I just came back from New York City and I forgot I left my special battery charger in the wall there and be waiting for me when I get back there. So we'll be bringing you Red on an upcoming segment, but I do have a big surprise for you from my old friend. She's not old, but she's a longtime friend and one of the best pianists in Paris, France. A good friend of mine for a long, long time, Françoise Pujol. I'm happy to report that she's got some brand new music, and you're going to be able to hear it here before anybody because her record has not been released yet, and she's got some wonderful new musicians who are doing a great job with her. And the guitar player is out of sight. His name is Renaud. I guess they don't say the D at the end. Renaud Louis Servais. He plays electric guitar. And Philippe Flores on battery. You know, that's drums. And Florent Richard is the bass player. And there's a track that we're not going to get to on this show, but Mark Loy, he does an interesting vocal on there. And, oh, man, she's got some wonderful tunes. So we're going to play one that she wrote about an Italian village. It's called San Gimignano. Not too good with the Italian pronunciation, but it's a medieval town. San Gimignano. It's a medieval town known for their architecture. It's got one of those walled little places like Fortress, all fortressed in from the 3rd century BC. And I know Francois speaks Italian, so I'm sure she visited the place. So we're going to kick it off with this track. It's number 2 on her upcoming CD. Francoise Pujol, you can catch her on Facebook if you're nice to her. She'll friend you. Here she is with her wonderful music. At the piano, Francoise Pujol on the Hammond Cast Show.
Thank you.
Francoise Pujol and her group with the San Gimignano. Pardon on the pronunciation there, but you heard it first on the Hammercast show, and watch out for Francoise Pujol's new album, which will be forthcoming, and we'll let you know about that, and you can check her out on Facebook. And anybody who can speak or write in French, she speaks very nicely in English, but of course she is from Paris and she speaks perfect French. So if you can communicate to her in that way, I know she'll appreciate it. Okay, folks, we're going to get into some very nice bluesy thing from a great alto saxophonist who I had the very good fortune to meet on the bus going to the airport. And unfortunately, he's no longer with us, but a really nice guy. And that was Hank Crawford. He was an Atlantic Records recording artist. And he played, of course, for a long time with Ray Charles. And he had many albums on his own. And he released this record in the year 1964. It's a wonderful arrangement, a septet. They had some great, great musicians on this group. I'm going to play it for you. It was released on my birthday in March of 1964 on the Atlantic label with Julius Brooks and John Hunt, the trumpet section there. Julius Brooks and John Hunt, both on trumpet. Hank Crawford, alto sax. Wilbur Brown, tenor saxophone. Leroy Cooper on bars. That must mean, I don't know, it must mean bass. I don't know, bars. You got me. Charles Green says B, that must be bass, and Milt Turner was the drummer. Here's a 1964 release. It's called Mellow Down, and the great Hank Crawford on the Hammercast Show, KYOU Radio. Right from the original piece of vinyl, folks. Mellow Down. Thank you. Yeah, Mellow Down. Hank Crawford on the Hamcast Show, KYOU Radio. All right, we're going to move up exactly 10 years and play a track for you that was not only recorded, but it was written by one of my very favorite all-around musical artists, also no longer with us, sadly, and that's the great, great Billy Preston, sometimes known as the Fifth Beatle, because he did play with the Beatles on their last recordings. And not only that, and I heard Billy Preston live at the Fillmore Auditorium backing up Aretha Franklin in March of 1971 on the great album from Atlantic Records, the Aretha Franklin Live at the Fillmore with King Curtis and the Memphis Horns and my good friend Bernard Purdy on drums. And that was an all-star band with Cornell Dupree and I guess the appearance by Ray Charles. But this is on the A&M label, and it became a very, very famous smash hit record for Joe Cocker. But it was written by a collaboration between Billy Preston and Bruce Fisher, and as well, uncredited Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys. And the story goes that they wrote the words, Billy and Dennis Wilson wrote it at a party. And Dennis Wilson sang it as an encore at the Beach Boys shows intermittently between 1975 and 1983. This is the 1974 release originally from this piece of vinyl that I'm going to play for you. This is the original record that I got from my good friends down at Down Home Records on San Pablo Avenue in El Cerrito, California. Here we go, Billy Preston, and I want to dedicate this to everybody out there because, you know, everybody, you, on KYOU, you are so beautiful. John Hammond, laying it on you here.
Thank you.
That's powerful. So much soul. Billy Preston here on the Hamcast Show. KYOU Radio, folks. Yeah, Billy Preston. Don't you know? Yeah, John Hammond keeping the company on KYOU Radio. Here's one of my all-time favorite tracks from the great Stevie Wonder. This is a 1968 release on the Motown label. I'm going to play it down for you right from the original vinyl record. And once again, I got it from my good friends down there at Down Home Records. This is called Shooby Dooby Doodah Day. And I want to point out that this record is the first record that he was showcased playing the Hohner clavinet, which became synonymous with his sound later on. Of course, that's the keyboard that he played on the opening strains of Superstition, too. And I just love this track, man. And the bass line is just popping, just smoking Jamie Jamerson Jr. I'm sure that's one of his bass lines. And it was also covered later on by Michael Jackson. And this was co-written by Stevie Wonder himself, along with Sylvia Moy and Henry Crosby for the Motown label. Here it is, Shooby Dooby Doodah Day on the Hammercast Show, KYOU Radio. Stuff, man. Stevie Wonder. Little Stevie Wonder on the Hammercast Show, KYOU Radio. All right, this one goes out to some very special friends of mine out there in the land of Lincoln in Illinois. This group had a big, big hit with this in the year 1970 on the Warner label. They called it Warner Special Projects. And this is an original piece of vinyl from the American Pie series. the Ides of March. My good friend Scott May out there, Hammond organ out there in the land of Lincoln, is a member of the group now since around 1990. And Jim Peterik wrote this one. It was a big smash hit in USA and a pretty big hit in UK as well. It's called Vehicle. We're going to lay it on you now here from the original vinyl single on the Hammond Cast Show, KYOU Radio. Sound from Berwyn, Illinois, a Vehicle by the Ides of March. And surprisingly, the flip side of that is Alan Sherman with Hello Mudda, Hello Fada, letter from Camp Ramada. And we're not going to play that on this program, but I have played that on the Hammercat Show. And it is a very, very funny track. But that was great, going out to my friend Scott May out there in the land of Lincoln. And they are active, the Ides of March, so check them out on the internet. We're going to get into some Cal Jader now with some soul sauce on the Hammond Cast Show, KYOU Radio. This was produced by Creed Taylor when he was at the Verve label before he created CTI Records. 1964, big smash hit for Cal. Soul sauce. Thank you.
Fajiwara. Fajiwara.
Soul Sauce, Cal Jada is blowing smoke on the vibes, man. He played with a lot of great people, including Chick Corea. Well, we lost a great one just recently, and that was Solomon Burke. And, you know, he recorded on the Atlantic label, and Jerry Wexler used to say he was the greatest soul singer with a borrowed band, even with the borrowed band, and he was wonderful. Musician and all-around personality. He did everything in the business, including he was a mortician when his when he fell out of popularity. And amazingly enough, I got a phone call from his manager, Jane Vickers, a few years back, and she asked me if I would like to play organ with Solomon Burke. And I said, well, yes, sure. And he said, well, Solomon wants you to come out to Los Angeles and spend a day with him. And they sent me a bunch of materials over, and his organist is blind. And I guess it was difficult for them to tour with him because he always needed somebody with him. But thankfully, they were able to accommodate his special needs. And it didn't work out for me playing and going on the road with Solomon. But it was nice to get his phone call, and I will always treasure the materials that they sent over to me. And I heard that Solomon, he enjoyed his pancakes at the International House of Pancakes very much. Yes, well, anyway, he had some great lessons for all of us, and especially on this record. It's called Bridge of Life. This is right from the vinyl that he released on the MGM label. Here it is on the Hammercast Show, KYOU Radio, Solomon Burke. Rest in peace, Solomon.
I'm burning bridges behind so that memories won't return. I'm burning bridges behind me. Lord, what a lesson I've learned. You see, it's bad. Once or twice. I just hope I don't ever fall in love no more.
Bridge of Life, Solomon Burke, we're remembering him on the Hammond Cast Show here on KYOU Radio. We got just enough time to squeeze in a little bit of Eddie Harris. But listen here, here's the cat that took the tenor saxophone electric in 1967. I love this track. Yeah. Listen here. Listen here on the Hammond Cast Show, KYOU Radio. Folks, that's all the time we got today, but I sure had a good time, and I want to thank you very much for joining us here on KYOU Radio and streaming all over the world on the internet on the CBS network at KYOUradio.com. I'm getting ready to play at my old favorite place out there by the ocean in Bolinas, Smiley's, this weekend, and we're getting packed up for a big trip over to Japan. We'll be going over there, so everybody that's listening to us over in Japan, look us up, and we'd love to see you there, and I'll be playing the organ for you. They know they don't call me John Hammond for nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd love to hear from you. You know, we always say this is not an alligator station. You know what that means. That's all mouth and no ears. We're listening to you out there. That's why it's called KYOU. And you can always reach me directly if you drop in on HammondCast.com, hit the contact button, and I'll get back to you personally. And all our musicians are all on MySpace and Facebook. If you're nice to us and make sure you write to us personally with the friend requester, then we'll friend you and you can stay in touch with us that way. It's a big thing, don't you know? But folks, the biggest thing is, and the most important thing, that we be talking to you and not about you. So drive carefully out there and Look out for those over-enthusiastic handshakers. John Hammond told you so. Folks, I want to leave you with my very special wish that you have a great day today and an even better one tomorrow. Whatever you do, join us here on KYOU. I got to get out of here, folks, but before I do, I got to just say one last thing, and that is, bye-bye now.